The federal government is prematurely ending its contract with the city of Santa Ana, a contract that allows Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, to house immigration detainees at the local jail. Now, the city currently receives about $350,000 a month as part of that deal, which was set to run out in just a few years in 2020. It's now going to end in 3 months. The decision coming as ICE continues to ratchet up immigration enforcement across Southern California and, for that matter, across the country. Gustavo Arellano is editor of OC Weekly. He's here now with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, hi.
Hola, Steve.
Where does this agreement come from and how long has it been in effect?
This is a story that goes back 20 years, back when the Santa Ana City Council approved the building of a huge multi-million dollar jail. We have to remember in the mid to late 90s, crime was up all over Southern California, especially in Santa Ana. So the city built it with the idea that there was going to be a lot of criminals in the city. But what ended up happening, of course, crime rates dropped to historic lows. So the jail was running at a huge deficit to the point where in 2006, the Santa Ana City Council decided we're going to rent out 200 jail cells to ICE. So they could keep immigration detainees in our jails, and then we get money to try to pay off the debt.
Okay, so why are they deciding to end this contract early? What's behind all of that?
Oh, so this is the great part. This is proof that activism does work. So for the past, I want to say in earnest, past 5 years, but really before, groups of activists, across Santa Ana and also in Orange County, they've been holding protests. They've been doing letter writing campaigns. They've been holding sit-ins saying that it is a shame. This is a mark on the city that recently declared itself a sanctuary city, has long been a home for Mexican immigrants, a lot of undocumented immigrants. And so to have this contract is just absolutely disgusting. So a lot of these activists, a lot of them undocumented youth themselves, really shamed the city council into doing this.
All right. So it's a direct result of that action then, do you think?
Yes, it absolutely is, because the city now finds itself in a really interesting hole, because remember, they were getting this money because they owe about $27 million on this jail in bonds. And so they have to pay it down. With all the money that they were making with ICE, they were running a yearly deficit about $200,000. This was according to a study done by the previous city manager of Santa Ana, David Cavazos, who last month resigned because the city council had no confidence, or a majority of the city council had no confidence in him at all. But if you take away that contract, now it's going to be running at a deficit of $2 million. So how is the city going to make up the money? Because the debt's not going to go away.
What about the other jails over there in Orange County, Gustavo? Does ICE maintain contracts with them and Anaheim? And
yeah, not to hold detainees. I mean, that's the controversy, of course. So back in the 90s, ICE had, or back then it was the INS, they had an immigration agent at the Anaheim jail to try to process people that they could deport. That was the first such program in the country. And now under this administration, of course, it's supposed to happen to all departments as well. Sheriff Hutchins, Sandra Hutchins, has said that she will not enter a contract like that for the Orange County jail. But again, ICE is going to be holding a lot of people. It might be enticing for these jails who do have deficits or have empty beds, who might as well use them.
All right. Gustavo Arellano with this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Gustavo, thanks.